Great day for the Crows and our next guest. Their last piece of the puzzle, they traded in Troy Menzel, and Crows had to give up pick 28 and Sam Kerridge. Troy joins us now. Troy, welcome home, buddy.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
This happened pretty quick, didn't it?
Yeah. It's been a busy couple of days, but yeah, it's all happened really fast.
So how did it happen? Who instigated it? Who got the first phone call? Who touched you on the back?
So, yeah, I was actually over in Bali last week and got a message from my manager to give him a buzz, and he let me know there was a bit of interest in there, and then he got back to me the next day saying, do you want to give me a call, because Adelaide seemed pretty keen and there might be a trade that will be done. So over the next couple of days there was a bit of talk back and forth, and I got getting back from Bali on Monday night and went into the club on Tuesday, and then by Wednesday, the trade was done, so yeah, it happened really fast.
That's amazing. In terms of coming back to Adelaide, was that something that was on the radar, or were you comfortable in Melbourne?
It was something I had thought about previously. Probably something that I hadn't really thought would happen this year. But then when the opportunity arose, I talked about it with a couple of friends, with some family, and decided that if it was there, then we'd take it.
Crows list manager Justin Reid was your player manager. Did that help at all?
Yeah, so I've got a really good relationship with Reedy, knowing him at the club, and sat down with him and had a really good chat with him, and probably did help a little bit in my decision.
Crows made you do a physical. What's involved in that, Troy?
Yeah, so it's pretty much I went and saw the doctor, and they just check out all your joints and everything, and if you've had any past injuries and how that's tracking and all of that, really just a check-up to see there's no major problems with your body.
And you've had a post-season operation. Was it on your hip, was it?
Yeah, so I had a right hip scope done the week after the season finished, so that was just a little bit of bone shaving and a tiny bit of tidy-up of the cartilage. So it was nothing major, and I should be right to go by the time pre-season starts, hopefully.
Did you go to Tasmania for that, or was that done by SportsMed locally?
No, that was done. That was done in Melbourne by O'Donnell.
Okay. Well, I just had to put SportsMed in there. Great sponsor of ours. And Troy, they did my hip, and mate, you know what, I could nearly play again, buddy. I'm not going to be any good, but I reckon I could nearly play. Hey, have you spoken with Donny Pike, your new coach?
Yes, I've spoken to him a few times over the last couple of days. Gave me a ring this morning when the trade went through, and just gave me a bit of congratulations.
Excellent.
And that. So now I've been in contact with him.
Now, it's been a bit of a tough period for Carlton over the last couple of years. How exciting is it to be traded to a club that is going to contest for a final spot, whereas perhaps if you had stayed at Carlton, it may have been a few years away?
Yeah, it is very exciting. Crows finishing the top six like they did last year, and bringing in some players like I did with Paul Seedsman and Dean Gorham, Curly Hampton, it's definitely an attractive place to go if you're looking to go somewhere. And I think just looking at the list from an outside, it was definitely something that I was excited about.
I reckon you're going to be in for a big pre-season. They flog the boys over here, Troy. You're going to have your tongue hanging out in the ground and your clacker hanging out your shorts.
Yes. I've heard that. It'll be a very tough pre-season, but it'll be very good as well.
Now, what happened late last year? You found yourself outside of the Carlton side. Just explain the circumstances around that.
Yeah. So, yeah, last year I didn't have the year I was looking to have. Obviously had a few niggles here and there, but also wasn't playing the same footy that I was in 2014. So went back to play with the Northern Blues and had a bit of run through the midfield, I guess, just try and get some confidence back in my game to be able to find the footy and to try and play myself into a bit of form.
Were you a Crows fan as a lad?
Look, the whole family growing up, we're all massive Crows supporters, so they're pretty wrapped that I'm back here playing for the Crows.
How excited is it to be home?
Yeah, it's very exciting. I think Mum's probably a bit more excited than I am that I'm back home, but that is very exciting.
You mentioned there you went back to the Bull Ants and played in the midfield. Is that the long game for you? You played prominently as a forward. Would you love to move up into the midfield?
Yeah, look, I'd love to play through the midfield. It's where I played all my junior footy. That's I enjoy my footy most when I'm playing through there. So if the opportunity arose that I could play through the midfield, then I'd definitely take it. But at the moment, I'm happy to fill a position wherever they may need me to play.
Three former Blues now, Saucy Jacobs, Eddie Betts, now you. We've had some good luck with Carlton players at the Crows, Troy.
Yeah, well, touch wood, it keeps going that way.
Yeah, would you wear number 32?
Look, it's a big number to have. I probably wouldn't go asking for it. If someone offered it to me, then I definitely wouldn't turn it down, but I wouldn't go asking for it.
Now, young Troy Mendel, you sound like a great little shy, well, not shy, but a reserved type of lad. Who made you do the knock-knock who's there skit on the Crows Instagram?
Yeah, it was a bit of a different one. The media department came to the house and they just threw that idea out there. So kind of just went with it and I don't know, how do you reckon it turned out?
Well, you could have said no. I think Bix laughed. I liked it. No, I did. I liked it. Bix, you didn't.
Well, it doesn't bother me here or there, but in
knock,
the end...
Knock, who's there for those who didn't see it on the Crows Instagram.
And there's Troy opening the door.
There's Troy. Happy days.
Now, Troy, good what boy. About one of the things I think you will enjoy as an Adelaide Football Club player is the opportunity to play at the Adelaide Oval in front of big crowds. Now, you've only played there once. I hope it's going to turn out a bit better because the last time you played was against Port Adelaide and the Blues lost by 102 points.
Oops.
Yeah, definitely wasn't a great game to play in. But no, even playing then, it's an amazing atmosphere and I couldn't believe how loud the crowd was. So definitely very excited to be able to play a lot of footy there.
And just in the predominantly in the forward line, playing alongside guys like Eddie Betts, Roe mentioned, and Taylor Walker, there's a few exciting players up there.
Yeah, there is. It's the way the forward line looks, when I was looking at possibly coming over, it was definitely something that I was excited about, having guys like Taylor Walker and Eddie Betts and Charlie Cameron and those boys up there who have a lot of talent. It's definitely very exciting.
Well, Troy, congratulations on your move. We hope that it turns out well. No doubt in a couple of weeks' time, you, as Roey said, you'll be kitted up, ready to go and training very hard, and hopefully you'll have an impact with the Adelaide Football Club this year.
Hopefully. Thanks, guys.
All the best. Troy Menzel there. Look, he was pick 11, 2012, for those that don't know. He's played 40 games at Carlton, 47 goals, left footer, elite leg, great hands, real X factor, makes great decisions, and is exactly what the Crows need. That is a terrific pickup.
Now, you mentioned pick 32 for Troy. I was just, if we shift the numbers around a bit, now, Troy was number two for Carlton. Who's number two for Adelaide at the moment?
Brett Crouch.
And he might move into the 32, which would open up number two for Troy.
Could he?
Well, why not?
Would he?
I think everyone is hoping that he's going to turn into number 32. He's a bit of a bull. You got Ricciuto.
Brett Crouch, go to 32.
Dangerfield. Then the next big hope, Brett Crouch. Why not?
Menzel to number two. I like it. I like it a lot.